this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Surrogate, starring Bruce Willis. And in the future world, well, we all stay home and our perfect robot selves live our lives for us.
We are confronted with an unprecedented situation. Two people have died while connected to their surrogates.
I think we may actually have a homicide here. First one in years.
The public cannot be allowed to get the idea that using a surrogate can be fatal.
Well, what could possibly go wrong with this idea? I mean, a world filled with only perfectly perfect people who do exactly what they want, when they want it, and how they're going to want to do it? Well, it sounds great, right? But what about the guy who figures out that all he has to do is to take over the world is take out the people at their home or hanging out in their bark allowancers? Well, only one thing can really come from that. It'll totally kill the Lazy Boy franchise when everyone has to get up, get out, and fight. And who better to fight the bad guys than Bruce Willis? Yeah, it's maybe a few years after his diehard legacy, but none better to kick the bad guys' butts and give them a little lesson. Well, how did Bruce do in this movie? Well, I don't know, because they didn't show us this movie, and I'm guessing if this movie was even half of what the Die Hard movies were, they would have promoted the heck out of it, and they didn't. So my guess is, go see this movie if you're a Bruce fan, but don't expect too much from the actual movie. Now onto the movie I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for almost 30 years after the original movie and the hit TV series. It's back, and it is Fame. The story is some very gifted kids who attend a performing arts high school in New York City.
This year we received over 10,000 applications from students all across New York City, and you got in.
You know, something always happens to me after I see this kind of movie, and I feel the need to go perform on Broadway or lay down a hit record or join the symphony or something, or, you know, keep it really simple, just run across the room and do a quadruple front somersault over a table. And anyone who knows me knows that would quickly be followed up by an urgent call to 911. But really, a movie like this makes me want to show off my skills, or in my case, since I don't have any, you know, pretend for just a second that I possibly could, which I guess means this movie can make you feel totally inspired or completely inadequate all at the same time. But the kids in this movie really do have some serious skills, singing, dancing, acting, you name it, pretty darn awe-inspiring. Now for me though, I'm still kind of partial to the original Fame movie, but this one is pretty darn good too. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Fame is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.